Part 1 about the October 3rd Commission meeting reported about the citizens who came to express their opposition to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline construction. Today in Part 2, we will cover the other significant occurrences at that meeting. Sheriff Jeff Barlow and Chief Tax Deputy Tabitha Mann asked the commissioners to add an enforcement policy to the hotel-motel tax ordinance, which would allow for late fees to be charged to lodging businesses who do not pay their hotel-motel tax on time. These late fees are already permitted by state law, but must be included in the local county ordinance before they can be implemented. Commission Attorney Bob Martin agreed to work with the Sheriff's Office to draft this proposed policy addition to the ordinance and to present it to the Commission for approval before the new tax statements go out in the mail in December. The commissioners appointed the following three citizen members who were recommended by the Pocahontas Fire Association to staggered terms on the new Pocahontas County Fire Board: Kendall Beveridge from the Northern Magisterial District to a 3-year term, George Murphy from the Central Magisterial District to a 2-year term, and Janet Kirchner from the Southern Magisterial District to a 1-year term. They opened the 4 sealed bids received to install a security camera system at the courthouse and at the family court, and awarded the bid to Secure Tech LLC of Marlington, who not only offered the lowest price bid, but was also the only one of the bidders to meet all of the bid specifications. The commissioners granted the County Emergency Services Director Mike O'Brien's request and transferred Joe Emrith from a full-time 911 dispatcher position to the position of part-time 911 dispatcher / part-time emergency services deputy director at a salary of $12.50 per hour, effective October the 4th. The commissioners also approved O'Brien's request for a Homeland Security radio upgrade. $100,000 of this radio upgrade will be paid for by an approved federal grant, while the county will pay the remaining $46,000 of the cost. Tom Lane, the county assessor, requested and received authorization from the commissioners to hire Adam C. Wright as a full-time deputy assessor at a monthly salary of $2,200, effective October 5th. Andrea O'Brien received the commissioner's permission to use the parking lots of the former Shoe Factory building for trick-or-treating on Halloween night from 5 to 7 p.m. The commissioners appointed Jason Scotchy to fill the unexpired term of Greg Taylor on the Emergency Medical Services Authority. That term will expire on September 30th, 2020. The commissioners also made appointments to the Local Emergency Planning Committee of Janelle Graham and Randy Wilfong II, to 2-year terms, and the appointment of Mike O'Brien, Sam Felton, and Kenny Lehman to 3-year terms. The commission went into a closed executive session with Mike O'Brien to consider a personnel matter, yet emerged from that session without taking any action. The meeting ended with the payment of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.